SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At the Commander-in-Chief's direction, the U.S. military is about to launch a naval blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz.
After ceasefire talks with Iran over the weekend ended without an agreement, President Trump said the U.S. Navy would enforce the blockade. According to U.S. Central Command, the blockade will involve all Iranian ports. However, ships traveling between non-Iranian ports could still use the Strait of Hormuz. The president wants to weaken Iran's key leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait. Two Iranian news agencies reported that any military vessels in the strait would get a forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And oil prices have been on the rise. Earlier today, the price of U.S. crude rose by 8% to $104.24 per barrel. Gas averaging $4.13 a gallon nationally. That's unchanged from yesterday. California's Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign. This amid a rash of serious allegations that were raised against
him. First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell by several women, including one who worked for him. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California.
Correspondent Julie Walker, while apologizing for what he describes as mistakes in judgment, Swalwell also is insisting that the allegations are false. European leaders have been welcoming Peter Major's election victory in Hungary, the defeat of longtime Prime Minister Viktor Orban. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow down 356 points. NASDAQ is off 81. This is SRN News. Abortion pills are infiltrating pro-life states.
According to research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, some 91,000 women living in states where abortion is banned or restricted ended their pregnancies last year by using abortion drugs they obtained through the mail. Institute spokesman Michael New tells the Christian Post, quote, "Telehealth abortions are weakening the strong pro-life laws that many states passed after the Dobbs decision." Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is accustomed to criticism from Democrats and other liberals, but now his most influential American critic doesn't live here, but rather lives at the Vatican. The first American pope has directly assailed the American president over the war in Iran, declaring it truly unacceptable. Never before has a relationship between Washington and the Vatican revolved around two Americans, a 79-year-old politician from Queens and a 70-year-old pontiff from Chicago. This is SRN News. After a quarter century, a high-end Miami hotel is no more.
It's goodbye to the Hotel Mandarin Oriental Miami. Audio courtesy of WSVN, the exclusive 23-story building that opened 25 years ago took just 20 seconds to collapse Sunday morning. After controlled explosions were set off, residents within 800 feet were asked to stay inside and keep their windows and doors closed. Swire Properties says in the hotel's place will be the Residences at Mandarin Oriental Miami, a two-tower ultra-luxury hotel and residential development. I'm Donna Warder.
New Gallup poll finds more American workers experimenting with artificial intelligence in their jobs. At the same time, though, there is a healthy dose of skepticism among many about AI. More details at srnnews.com.